All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And we are back today, Hollow Cult. It's Monday. You know what that means? We're here to hang out, kickstart your work week. We have a very special guest returning to the show to talk about some weirdness. Our friend Creationist Life is here to talk as soon as we get through the business. So if you're new, you're going to want to fast forward to about 4 or 5 minutes if you don't like listening to us talk. If you do, just hang out. You know, it's cool. Check us out at all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. Come and join us. Be part of the community, part of the cult. It's a fun thing to do. Everybody's doing it. It's pretty rad. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future show, Kyle has some details you're going to want.
I do. It's easy. It's all, as always, it's in the show notes, and it's going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. That is the link to all your life's needs. You can write your story out, shoot it over there. We'll get it and we'll put it on its own show. Or you might get lucky and you get an interview like our friend here.
If you'd like to support this wonderful journey we're doing, there's all kinds of ways you can do it. You can go to Patreon for $7 a month. You can sign up and get all kinds of extra episodes. That being said, if you're not a fan of the Higher Side chats, you need to be. So go and check it out. Our interview with Greg dropped today, which might not be today. I don't know when this show's going to drop. Anyway, it's out. Go check it out. Support him in his endeavors. But that also dropped on our Patreon for our Patreon subscribers. You can also go to hollowskypodcast.com and check our store out over there. We got all kinds of good stuff. The hats are ordered. We have new hats on the way. Hopefully be here before Christmas, probably. So that's cool. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And if I find it, I will gladly shout you out. That being said, I am not prepared to do one today, but we're going to go anyway. So our 5-star rating and review today is from our friend, the Bigfoot Mailman. Hell yes. Bigfoot Mailman says 5 stars. The top of the top 1%. These guys are the best and most down to earth. They're 100% the best example of what podcasts should be. I'd say on the level with Confessionals and Rogan. Triple metal sign emoji. Stay weird, guys. Bigfoot Mailman, thanks so much for taking the time to leave us a 5-star rating and review. We appreciate the kind words. Love hearing it. Thank you so much.
When you're out there delivering mail, you need to pick up my route. That way I can see Bigfoot Mailman coming down my street.
I hope. I thought he was like Bigfoot's mailman. I didn't think he was a Bigfoot as a mailman, but I hope.
I feel like, well, I mean, have you ever seen Men in Black? I mean, aliens that are work in the post office. It's what they do.
That's true. I get it.
That's probably why I couldn't get a job there.
Because you're not an alien?
Yeah.
Not a Bigfoot?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not a Bigfoot.
Bigfoot mailman, if you're listening, send us your delivery address, and I'll send you a whole bunch of QR code stickers, and you can just vandalize your whole route.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, share the show word of mouth, too. Forgot that part. Anyways, that about wraps it up. We are here with our friend Creationist Life. He joined us, what did we say it was, 2022? Talk about some weirdness.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back around to see what's going down. How are you, brother? How you been?
I'm doing good, guys. I appreciate you, let me come back on. I know it's been two years. 2 years.
Been a minute.
Yeah,
you said time flies.
I can't believe it. How many episodes is that in 2 years? 50, 60, 150?
A lot.
It's a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate y'all for sure for letting me come back on. So really just about an update of, last time I was on, I talked about a lot of craziness, but the past life regression thing was the, in my opinion, most prominent, even more than the shadow people and all the craziness for ghosts and stuff. So I did if you remember, I had three doors. I went through two of them. One was the Egypt life, one was the samurai life, which was awesome. And then there's that third door that was a white mausoleum stone that I wanted to go through. And it wasn't time. When I first did it, took me about 2 years to decide, hey, it's time actually to go ahead and do. Actually, no, 4 years, because when I originally did it, it was 2020. So yeah, it took me 4 years before I felt like it was ready to go through that one. For sure. Absolutely. Now, I originally thought it was Greek. It wasn't Greek. That was behind that, or Roman, which I love all that stuff. Just saw Gladiator 2, which was pretty good, by the way. No, it wasn't Greek or Roman, actually. Unfortunately, it was something way weirder than that.
What, I guess you can be as vague as you want on this, depending on how the question goes, but what happened in your life to make you feel ready to experience the third door?
So, honestly, it was really just an inner sense of like, it's time. I mean, nothing really happened as far as like a sign that, lit up the street, or, a beam of light that said go or anything. I wish that'd been cool. It was just like, you know what? I think I'm ready to see what's behind it. And, ever since I did it the first time, if I reach out, I can, get messages from that spirit guide who walked me through it. And I asked, hey, is it ready? I think I'm ready to do it. He said, I'll help you again. Let's go. So contacted the woman the first time and scheduled it. And within a couple, a week or two, I was diving back into another.
That's awesome.
So wait, past life regression actually was a future life regression. So ended up being way different than what I thought.
Oh, it is way different.
Yeah.
That is way different.
It was kind of both, but also future. Yeah, I was not ready. I was, and I watched them because they record you when you do it. So I rewatched it and I was very confused in the explanation as I was giving my, you say what you're seeing. And you could tell I was like, I could see like, what the hell's going on? How is this? Where am I right now? Yeah. It was nuts.
That's awesome. Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So dive back into it. You do the whole trance thing, they put you under, you're awake, but you're not, whatever. Anyway, so I'm back at the door like super quick. It took like, it wasn't hard at all, 'cause I already seen it. So, I knew where I was going. Right. So I'm back on the beach and there's the three doors and two of them are open. And then there's the white one. And I'm like, here we go. It's Roman Greek. Yeah, let's do this. I'm all ready to go. And I'm assuming that's what's in there. And I put my hand on and push hard. The door opens. I walk in, it goes white. And then, clears, and I'm standing again on the beach. It's a little different than that one. And I look up in the air and there's a planet in the sky and you can see a ring almost like as if Saturn was like in our, you could see it from your window. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm not on Earth. This is not Roman or Greek. Where, what's going on? And I'm just like staring at the planet. 'Cause it's like Halo or something. That's what it reminded me of when I think, you can see the ring. It's like,
oh yeah.
And I look to my right and my spirit guy with the white hood is there. And he's like, are you ready? Let's go. And I'm like, yeah. 'Cause now I'm like, I'm like so lost. 'Cause you have a preconception of what you're going to see, or at least like an idea. Like, I'm thinking Greek, you know, and it's, I'm on some planet. Like, what is going on? So he's like, let's go over the hill. So we go over that hill, and there's like a caravan of robed people with hoods walking on this like sidewalk path thing. And they're going over the sand into the water, and out into the water is like this giant, like, what would be the word? It looked like, you know, like a temple, like a stone temple, like a Greek temple or, you know, the gods that they used to have, but it's in the middle of the water. Like, it's in the ocean. And the path is like above the water, like floating. And these people are just walking towards it. And I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, I'm so just like out of my element, you know, I'm just like, I guess we got to go with everyone else. And he's like, go, you know? So we're just walking and I'm looking and trying to look at the faces, right, of the people. Cause I'm like, I got to see what these people look like. Cause it's obviously another planet. So I'm looking around and a lot of them are, you know, in front of me. So I can't see cause I got the hoods. But one walks by and I catch a glimpse and they got long, like blonde hair, pointy ears, like elves. And they're tall, like 8 feet. And they got like these eyes that are like blue and like shimmering. So I'm like, man, I'm like freaking out. Like, this is cool as shit. Like, this is cool. Like, what is going on? So like, we're walking and walking. And then we finally get to like this, this temple that's in the water. And everyone's like in, like just crowding this, this flat area. And in the flat area, there's like a stone archway, right? And in between the archway is blue energy. It's like a portal. It's a portal. I mean, I don't know how else to say. It looks like a Stargate, kind of, but big, more elegant than that. And I'm standing there like, oh, you know, what's about, and I'm like watching a movie, like, what's about to happen, you know? And everyone's looking at the portal, like waiting for someone. So finally, someone comes out of it, and it's another guy, ears, looks like a high elf from Lord of the Rings, I guess would be the best way to say it. He walks out, he's got some group, three, four of you know, them with him, and everyone's clapping and like, you know, happy. And I'm just like taking it in, you know, like, hey, this is, you know, this is really cool. I don't know what's going on, but this is like pretty awesome. Like, he's like a noble or a king. I don't know. He's someone important. He walks over to me and hugs me. And I just start crying. And he whispers, you were gone a lot longer than you thought, weren't you? I'm glad you're back. And I'm just bawling. And I just like melt into his arm. You know, I'm like, it's like a brother hug, you know, like it's like your brother, like you haven't seen your brother in like years. It felt like that. I guess that'd be the best way I could explain it. And he goes, you've been gone so long and you finally made it back. And this is a welcome party for you because you're finally home. And I'm just like bawling my eyes out. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Crying. People are clapping. And you know, when you do past life, it kind of skips to like the next important scene, I guess, would be memory or whatever. So the next scene is that night, and it's just a fire and everyone's talking and, you know, feasting and drinking and, you know, hanging out like a bonfire, you know, like you would just hang out with your friends. And the guy, again, he's next to me and he's like, you finally made it home. And he's like, you got stuck there, didn't you? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I did. And he's like, you didn't think you'd get stuck that long. I was like, no, I don't. And he looks me in the eyes and goes, well, you're back. You're home. And I need you to remember you chose to do this. And I'm like, Earth sucks. I just remember saying Earth sucks. I remember saying that. I'm like, it sucks. Like, it's too hard. And he's like, you don't remember what – you don't remember volunteering. And I'm like, you know, no. And he goes, all right. So now it flashes again. So this is where it's weird. Cause this is, it's a future life. Cause he goes, this is the life after your current one. So I told you I'm not doing Earth anymore. I guess I'm 100% serious. About that. Cause this is like after this, I guess. And he's like, you're done. Your mission's complete, but let me show you why you went. So this is what's weird because it's like a future life, but then it goes back. And in the next scene, the next memory, I guess, it's that guy, me, a bunch of other of us, and we're in a big old like war room, like a big room. There's a big old circular like map, glowing looking map on the table, like a big device. And above it, it's like It's like Earth. You can see it. It's like Star Wars, right? Like, you know how it shoots the little light and you can see it. It's like that, and it's Earth, and he's standing in the middle, and he's telling everybody, who's going to go? We need people. We need volunteers. And no one. There's like 100 people in this room. Nobody's raising their hand. Everyone's just like, you know, no one wants to do it.
Crickets.
And, yeah, like crickets. And he's like, if we don't go and help humanity to wake up, they're on a bad path to darkness and they can't awaken it without us going and lighting it. I guess, like, you know, poking the holes, you know, little tiny holes in the story or the narrative or whatever. And no one's raising their hand, man. Nope, not me, nobody. Everyone's like, I guess we all knew that place sucks. We ain't going back there, man. We ain't going there. And he tells us, he goes, well, if you don't want to go, I'm going to show you what's going to happen there if we don't go, or if some of us don't go. And now we're standing, like, it's like a hologram or something, but we're standing on, like, on Earth. I would say it was like a dusty, you know, Midwest town, you know, like dirty, you know, just like sand and stuff. And I'm looking around, and to my right, there's a lady who's just like skin and bones, man. Like, hasn't eaten in, you know, forever. Just looks like malnourished, not enough water. She's got like robes on and they're all dirty and tattered. And she's just like, please help me. Do you have food? Like, she's begging us to help her. And I'm just looking at this lady and she looks like she's like about to die, you know? And I'm like looking around and like the sky's dark and like thunder, like you just hear, you know, boom, you know, noises, and the buildings are destroyed and like burned looking and shit. And then you just hear a scream, like a roar, like multiple roars, like didn't sound like people. It sounded like demons, monsters, I don't know, like the worst shit ever, skinwalkers, whatever they are, I don't know. You hear like roaring and yelling, and she looks up and goes, they've taken everything from us, and now they're gonna take our bodies is the last thing they want. If they're gonna take our flesh now. And then it splits, and then we're back in the room, and he's like, if we don't help them, they're being manipulated by the dark, they're gonna end up like this, so we have to do this. Does anyone want to do it? And then people start, you know, all right, I'll go. All right, I'll go. All right, I'll go. And, you know, after that, we're back at the fire, and he just looks at me, and he's like, you got stuck. It was a lot harder than you thought it was going to be, but I need you to know the mission. Now, I did this, by the way, this year, in, like, February of this year, January, like, right around then. And he goes, I know it looks bad, but it's not bad. It worked. The light's going to win, and I need you to enjoy the rest of your life here now. Put the weapon down. Stop being scared that it's going to lose, that it's all going to go to the toilet and, you know, go badly. He's like, mission successful. Go enjoy the rest of your life. Raise your kids. You know, be with your wife. Have the life that, you know, you always wanted, that you deserve. It's okay. And then I woke up, and I was, like, crying in real life. You know, here, you know, it was ended. And then I was back. I'm like, oh my fucking God, what was this? What was this? I thought I was going to Rome. What do you mean? And it's like I told you guys earlier, it took like a week or two for me to really like wrap my head around that. Because, you know, I mean, I've been down the rabbit hole enough. We've all seen the, you know, Great Awakening, right? We've heard of that. And the starseed thing, I guess, and, you know, that stuff, and people are here to help wake up others and everything, but I guess I was one, and I guess I'm done. But I will say I had profound peace after that, because I felt like I was so scared. The world was going so bad earlier this year, you know? I mean, it looked real dangerous. World War III is, like, right there. Yeah, I guess it kind of still is, but, you know, it's, like, right there. And, you know, the control, the censorship, all the bad stuff. And I just was like, I'm going to stop worrying about it, because, you know, you can't enjoy your life if you're worried about, you know, the bad. Not that it's like easy, smooth sailing or anything, but I had this profound, like, okay, it's going to work out, you know, like that kind of thing. More of like, more than just like, oh, we're all screwed. You know, I was thinking that for like a long time, and I felt like, all right, I'm going to just like believe this. And, you know, now here we are at the end of the year, and I don't know about you, but I feel like there is a sigh of relief going around from a lot of people. Yeah. And I think that we were on a bad timeline for sure. And I think we're not on it anymore. So yeah, man, it was wild shit, dude. It took me so long to get to really think about it. I was like, what the heck? It was nuts. For sure.
I'm jotting down some notes.
Yeah.
I got questions, but I want
to. Yeah, you can go ahead. I mean, that was just it. It was just, yeah, you know, that experience of talking to the guy and then him giving me that gift of like, it's okay, you can breathe.
I'm trying to get this done. I'm trying to know about what I got going on.
Awesome. We talked before the show how I'm like real reserved when it comes to like letting people dig into my energy, but like,
okay, I'm gonna give you advice, okay? Because once I did it, I was like, everyone needs to do it, like do it. And someone I know went to do it, and they said they were ready, but they really weren't ready. And it was, they didn't get to do it. It was something happened and it was not good. So if you feel like you want to do it, then do it. But if you're like, I don't really want to do it, but I'm going to do it, probably don't do it until you're like, okay, I want to do it.
I think there's a spiritual weight that comes with it.
And like I said earlier, like before we were recording, from the last time that I did it, you know, and I was told you guys remember when they tried to abduct me, apparently, and they were told to back off or whatever it was. I haven't really had any paranormal experiences since then, like in my own life. And I've had my whole life of that stuff. So it really stopped after that. After I did this, though, for the first time in like 4 years, you know, 3 years or so, I saw some darting shadows around me like a month or so later. It only happened twice and it never happened again. So I don't know if that was like, you know, dip my toe in the, you know, in the paranormal again. And, you know, they started messing around. I don't really know, but it stopped. So, and I haven't seen anything since, you know, and this was like February, March. So yeah, for sure.
You also remind me of the description from The Law is One, the Wanderer.
Yeah. Well, when you guys did that episode, I was like, and that was after all this.
Because they even specifically talk about that the wanderers can get stuck.
Apparently I did. Apparently I got stuck.
Really, it's really weird timing, to say the least.
I remember when I heard that one, I was like, maybe I'm one of those. Because that was way after this. Yeah, that was a few months later.
It is hard telling. And it's even weirder that, I mean, aside from the possibility of just sheer manipulation, which we're going to push that away, but just everything that you experienced during this, the way that it all adds up on the timeline is bizarre.
It's so weird. And I'll tell you, like, my you guys, I don't know if you remember, but the original two, I mean, they weren't like fun memories, you know. Like the first one, I was like, I was not a good person. Like I let my wife die to kill the bad guy and then die. Like, that's not a good guy. That's not a good hero. That's not good. And then the, you know, Egypt one was I lost my wife. I mean, I was really sad, but I was, I guess, a good person in that one. So like this one, it was totally like, hey, you volunteered to come here and help these people. And, you know, I mean, you guys are plugged in pretty deep in the rabbit holes. You saw how bad the darkness was really like. I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff, man, you know, for a long time. And I guess the light burned it away. I don't know. Something changed, though. You could see it. Something's different behind the scenes. Right? I mean, it's not just me, is it? I feel like there's something's different.
I do.
I mean, I don't want to be hopeful, but like, I feel like something's different.
For sure. I do think it was super bleak there for a while.
Yeah, the dark especially timeline.
Yeah.
Like, it really was.
The last, like last year, the beginning of this year, like,
dude,
there was not a lot of hope. I do feel like something has shifted. Hopefully for the better, you know, like,
you know, it was like the world was just not what I grew up in all of a sudden. You know, I got kids, like, I don't want them to grow up in a world that's worse than the world I was in. I mean, my world was 9/11. Like, are we really going to get worse than that? I mean, yeah, we can get worse than that. But, like, are we really – is this really what we want for our kids? No. You know, I don't want them to feel like, what is the world that I'm in? You know what I mean? Like, it felt bleak. I mean, there was people like, I'm not having kids in this world. It's bad. And I could, like – I get that.
Yep.
Like, because I don't know – all the time. I don't know if I would have. If I was, like, 20-something now, I don't, like – or at least like last year or something, I don't know if I would have done it. Like, it's getting kind of sketchy. Like, you know, government can take your kids in some states. Like, there's some weird shit going on. Like, that's never been a thing before. You know, like, that's crazy. And I understand people being like, I don't want to, like, the world's pretty bad right now. Like, I don't want to have a kid. Like, I get that mentality, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we all have kids, so we're already in it. You know, we got to do the best we can. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're like, okay, we're going to just protect them.
But I have that conversation with myself all the time. Like, I love my kids.
I love them to death.
Take a bullet, take a million bullets for my kids. But if I would rethink the state of the world.
Yeah.
If I ever went about it again, I think.
No, 100%. But I feel like something is, I mean, I'm not even saying politics. I think behind the scenes, like, I think the darker players, whatever you want to say that is, you know, I think that's been cleared out. I feel like, I don't know.
And it almost go, if you like correlate it to the paranormal world, it's almost like, especially with all the disclosure and shit that's going on, it's almost like their hands are being forced. Like, whatever's going to happen is coming.
My intuition on that, 100%. There's a date that was given. And I think it's next year. I don't know why I think 2025. I don't have information on that. I'm just saying I feel that there was a date that was given by, I'm hoping, benevolent ones. I'm assuming they are. That was like, hey, by this date, prepare your people for our possibility because your world's about to change. And that's it. And get it ready. I don't know when it is, but I have this intuition hit that it's 2025. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but that's it's in my brain. It's that early, not 5 years, 3, 10, like now. And there's a ramp up. You can see it. Like, it's everywhere. It's crazy.
Their hands are being forced, and they're going to either try to like kind of ease our way into it, or they're going to try to push the narrative that they're malevolent. Right? You're going to start seeing all kinds of crazy shit in the skies. Like they said, fights with fighter planes and all kinds of shit.
You know that date, December 3rd? You know how that whole thing about this? That's my wife's birthday. So we're about to have a great birthday.
That's synchronicity, bro.
I said, hey, babe, I know you don't want to celebrate your birthday, but we're about to be celebrating the day the Earth stood still. She's like, what are you talking about? I showed her that video. And she's like, what? And I'm like, that's your birthday.
Just go outside but and then, watch it all.
But then, like, there's all these – the where was at the freaking – all over – the capital, Arizona, in the UK, the airport.
Landed at the damn airport.
Dude, it looked like a Super Saiyan pod or whatever from Dragon Ball Z. It looked like a pod from Dragon Ball. I was like, is Vegeta in there? What's going on, man? God. I was
what is happening?
What is happening? And it's all before. Okay. I mean, part of me is like, oh, it is ramping up, but it's not going to be that thing. And then part of me is like, can it be that thing? That'd be so wild. You know, like you know, the catastrophic disclosure part of me just wants to, let's go, boy, let's do it, you know?
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
That's where I'm at. Blow the lid off that sumbitch. Land in the White House. And then they show up over what was it, the cap? Was it White House or the Capitol?
They were over the White House. Yeah, they were over D.C., like flying around. They're like, oh, they're drones. Like, yeah, stop.
Yeah,
right. I mean, are they alien drones? They're alien drones. I mean, y'all were the ones talking about that factory in the water, in the ocean.
Yeah.
Remember that episode?
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe they are drones. Maybe they're from there. Dude,
They could be,
but if it was, I got to believe that if it was human tech drones, I mean, the White House is one of the, they got.
Oh, no, not human tech.
Ground to air missiles around the White House and shit. Like the,
no, I mean, alien drones.
Drone. Yeah, I'm just saying that if it was human tech, you can't tell me that they wouldn't have deemed that a threat.
Oh yeah.
And potentially blow it out of the sky.
Try to do something.
I mean, come on. Cause that's a clear, let me show you how big mine is to fly it over the White House.
Dude, that's what he said. There's a date. There's a freaking date, man.
I believe it. I mean,
And they're like, hey, we're showing up and you better, we're going to be pinging way more now, you know, or if you believe in the awakening thing, maybe it's a consciousness thing. Humanity as a collective have hit a tier. Yeah. And now it's
okay. Well, no, let's talk about that then. Do you really believe that?
I mean, a year ago, I wouldn't have said that, but maybe, I don't know. Something's different. Something's different.
I do agree that something is different, but is it within ourselves that it's different? Because we are viewing, because you still doom scroll and it is all trash still.
Oh, of course. Well, that's what gets your eyeballs, you know. That's what keeps you on the algorithm. But I just feel like the weight, maybe the word is weight, of the darkness seems to be like getting lesser and lesser and lesser and lesser. And I hope that's, you know, going to continue. I mean, you can't live.
I agree.
You can't live like this. Like, that's not the world to live in, where
no,
it's like control and censorship and, you know, like all that, you know, all that stuff. Like, no, that's not, at least that's not what America is, you know? So as long as we can get that back, I'm happy. But I do feel like there's a date next year. I don't know.
I 100% feel like there is going to be some form of a disclosure, but I'll stand on it like I have for a long time. I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they're not doing it because they want to do it. They're doing it because they have to do it.
Absolutely.
And no matter what happens, the powers that be are going to come across to us like they're in control of the situation. And I don't think they are at all. I think it's going to be complete, just the opposite. But I think they're going to try to sell it whichever way that's going to be. Like Steve was saying, maybe they're going to say that they're malevolent, whatever the case is. They're going to sell it like they know what's going on and they're in control of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe is complete bullshit.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think they're in control of any of it.
Yeah, you can't tell me that they went 60 years saying, hey, this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real. This doesn't exist. This isn't real. And then all of a sudden they're like, well,
by the way, they're in the oceans. They're here. They're there. You know, no, exactly. I agree. I think they're being forced, but I don't think, let me put it this way. I think that there was two options that could have happened. I think one was that whole, you know, alien overlord stuff was an option. I think that was the plan. I really do.
Oh, they can get it.
I think that was what they wanted. But I think something happened behind the scenes somewhere. And now we're like on a different thing. I'm hopeful. You got to ask me because I did a past life. They're like, hey, you're good. Like, don't worry about it. And they could have lied. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about all that, but I feel lighter. I'll tell you that.
To be fair, I mean, and it's not the for anything that I say this, but I mean, it's always darkest before the dawn, you know.
Yeah,
it could get a lot worse before it gets better. That is always a possibility. But in your regression, maybe your weight is lifted because you know no matter what happens, whether it be the next 10 years, 50 years, 100 years, in the end,
you're good.
We will triumph. However, it is the gap between now and then that
what
must
happens?
Be filled.
What happens? Well, I just keep telling myself, well, hopefully this whole darkest thing was the last, you know, few years.
I hope. I absolutely hope.
And because it was pretty bad, man. There was a lot of crazy. Yeah. I didn't like, you know, wasn't in the street or anything terrible, but there was some bad stuff. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, we all experienced it. So I'm hoping, you know, okay, we're
heavy
cool.
The last 5 years.
It was heavy, man. And like my wife the other day, she's like, can you believe 2020 was almost 5 years ago when the pandemic?
Crazy.
And I was like,
it's crazy.
I'm like, where did the time go? Like,
it's
was like
a
blur.
Imagine a time before that. Like, if you try to think back,
it is.
Like,
yeah.
Before the lockdowns and shit. It's almost impossible to think of a life before then.
Yeah. It's like
what timeline altering event. That, like, anything before that almost feels like it doesn't exist.
I agree. It feels really surreal. And it feels very, it's very scary, actually, how close the world got to complete, like, you know, technocratic, like, lockdown, like, shit, like, future, probably social credit score, like, all this craziness. Like, I think, like, it was, like, that close, man. I think it was so close.
Oh, I do, too.
It was there. I mean, it was there.
And
it was
just
absolutely
like,
there.
like took a turn at the last second. Like we dodged a bullet. Well, I'm not even,
which makes you wonder if that was like them saying, hey, you guys are going to have to get your shit together, you know, because think about when the first big disclosure happened was right in the middle of the lockdown.
Like it was
right in the crux of the lockdown.
Watched it because there's nothing else to do, you know?
Yep. And I feel like that's when the cards started to change a little bit. Like maybe whatever these entities are saw what was coming, saw just total overtake by the 1%, and they're like, no, we're not gonna let this play out like this, you know?
So or then
they started doing shit.
The 1% that the 1% worship
or yeah.
take
yeah,
orders from. Maybe, you know, wait, I don't know. Like there, it's something crazy like that. You could just feel it.
I could see that was the beginning of their big play.
Yeah.
You know, I do feel like it was a play. I think it was a grab.
It was a power grab.
Like almost like it almost felt like, it almost felt like, cause I do believe that these people, whether I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds insane.
Nothing sounds crazy.
I do believe that. In some of these cases, they have timelines laid out of said goals. I want, you know, because we hear about the WEF and all these other corporations that come together and they plot the future of the planet, which is always going to be insane to me. But what a good business person will usually do is they set goals for themselves. I want to be here. I want to be here. I want to be here in set amount of years or time or whatever. And I do feel like there's this overarching goal that they had. And then something happened and they're like, okay, we got to cut this in about a quarter of a time. We got to make the play and we got to go now.
Dude.
We've got to go full send.
I'm with you, buddy. I've been in my mind, not that I know the plan, but I think there was like a 100-step plan.
Yeah.
If you follow these 100 steps, you will have NWO complete control over whatever. And they're like, cool. And I feel like it was given to the 1% by whatever that they work for. And they said, cool. So they just did the steps. And then somewhere along step like 25 or 30, a wrench, something happened and blew the whole thing apart. And they still have their plan, though. That's why if you really look back the last 5 years, you could see that they were still trying to do the steps, but it just didn't work. Every step was met with like resistance. Oh, we caught you lying. Oh, there's a narrative change. Oh, and it's like every little, you know, all the truth started spilling out. And it was like, they're looking at their little sheet and they're like, every step we're doing is getting like fought with. What do we do? They're like, just keep doing it. Go to 62, 63, 63. And then it's just like, it just all falls apart. And if you look at it like that way, you really can kind of see that happen. And in my intuition, in my mind, I feel like whatever, you know, if there was a dark agenda behind the people, not just people, maybe they were wiped off the board and that power they had went away. And that's why all of a sudden it was like the plan stopped working. You know,
and as I hate social media and 90% of what it's all about, you almost have to give credit to
the
public and staying connected to out these motherfuckers on all
this. I mean, all these, you guys, you know, a lot of podcasts, people talk about stuff and they go, this doesn't make sense or this, you know, and those little holes, you know, if enough people are jabbing little holes in that plan, that narrative, it just crumbles, man. I think that's what happened. You got to thank social media for that one.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you want to be real, thank Elon for buying X and just letting it go free, straight up speech, because without the censorship thing, you can't really mold reality if one platform shows complete opposite stuff than what everyone else is showing.
They try,
and then it looks like, well, on X they say this, so what do you mean Facebook, Instagram? You know, then they look weird because it's that dual perspective thing.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it, man. The Twitter file—they controlled all of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
The narrative was the narrative, and you're not gonna go off the narrative. You know, like it was pretty scary. How close we were, man.
It does. Looking back on it, it's just like, what in the hell was happening?
Like, how did this happen? And you know, that's why I think I'm just so, like, kind of like we said, knowledge. Like, I just want to learn because knowledge, you know, G.I. Joe is power, right? So you got some knowledge, really, you know, like you kind of start seeing the game, and then you see the game, and like, you know, you guys know, like, you go down a rabbit hole where you come in an awareness on something, you can't ever, like,
turn it off.
You can't turn it off.
Nope.
It's like the Matrix. You can't go back in. Like, you're out at that point. Like, that's kind of really what it's like.
Yeah, it's almost like a blessing and a curse, because, like, you're like, oh, well, now I'm privy to this knowledge. And then you're like, oh, fuck, now I'm privy to this knowledge.
Yeah, and then you watch a halftime show, and you're like, what is going on here, man? You're like, this is kind of weird. You know, you can't even enjoy a concert because you're like, this is kind of weird. You know, like, there's all these, like, weird things. But then you can't ignore it either. Like, you
see it. And then you see it everywhere.
And then it's everywhere.
Just, and you're like, fuck.
You're like, does anyone else see this?
Nope.
Well, that's the social media. That's the good thing, is people see it, though. Like, more people see it. And the more people see it, maybe it does lose its power. Maybe it is a power.
Yeah, well, and that's why it's so important to, and that's for anyone across the world, anyone, to never be afraid to stand up for what you believe in, whatever that is. I don't give a fuck what side of the aisle you're on. Absolutely. I don't care what your beliefs are. But if you, in your heart of hearts, in your mind, your soul, you believe in that cause, you should always stand 10 toes down and never be afraid to make that stand. Despite the, you know, and there's no harm in somebody educating you and you changing your mind. There's not a problem. Like, stop with that nonsense too. How many people do you know? I guarantee every one of us know that I will not, like, even if you see it in their eyes, that they're like, oh wow, what he just said makes 100%. However, I'm not getting off my box. This is my box. This is the box I want to be in. I'm not leaving it. There are a lot of people out there that are like that.
Yeah, but you know what though? Those little seeds that you just planted in their mind, they don't go away. They grow. They'll take a little bit. They may take a couple months, or a couple weeks, but they will sit there when the life, like, gets quiet for a minute.
Yeah.
And they're like, what did he say? What was that? That does kind of make sense. And that right there is, I think, what blew up their whole plan.
It could be. And we also live in a world where it's if you haven't noticed, it's you're constantly shamed for being wrong. We shouldn't live in that world.
Yeah,
right. Quote unquote wrong, or just wrong in general. We shouldn't live in a world where you come down on people so hard for being wrong. You know, we're all wrong. We're all wrong. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
I've been wrong so many times.
Yeah. So many times. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all whatsoever. Nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with changing your mind. There's nothing wrong with being wrong. It's just, we live in a big, like, strange world right now. And I hope that, you know, your regression future,
whatever,
comes to pass. I mean, I do. And I want to ask how, because like the way he described everything, it made me feel some type of way, but how powerful was it whenever, like, he looked at you and was like, welcome home, like that big,
It gave me goosebumps when you said it.
I freaked out. I was like, who is he talking to? I thought he was talking to my spirit guide. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, no, you. Like, you went there to help. And this is, you know, it's been a long, hard, terrible journey. But, like, you succeeded the mission. Like, the humans are now on the right path they're supposed to be on. And, you know, whatever you can say about that, you do what you will. But, you know, we're founded on free will, man. No one should really be telling us what we can and can't do. And if there was a dark agenda that was trying to guide us or take us over, that's not what humans are. You know, we choose that. We choose what we want. Right? Like,
yeah, I feel that.
But how can you make a choice if you're being manipulated?
Yeah.
And that's what it was. They were being manipulated to make wrong choices, but they didn't know that.
Hey, Holocult, we are back and we're excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered. You can search up your ailments for specialists, from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You know, like human history-wise, not even like right now, like just history-wise. And it's like, it makes sense. I mean, I believe humans are inherently good. I really do. I think most of us are. Like some of us aren't, but that's not most of us.
Yeah.
You know? I think most of us are fine or great people, want to do good, want to raise a family, want to make a mark on the world, want to be positive, want to create whatever it is. And that's, I think, what life is about. But when you have something that can't create, right? Like imagine if you couldn't create, you'd hate people who could. Right? Like you can't create anything. Like it's impossible for you to create anything. Imagine somebody who couldn't for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see these.
The envy and the jealousy would just be.
Yeah. But then like you see these other people who can and they're great at the art and the writing and this and all and everything or life, just create a good life. And you're like, I hate them. That's what that other side is what I think.
I can see that.
And I think
even beyond that, like even able to experience emotions, you know, like if you're not capable of that, if you're not capable of feeling things like that and you see this whole other side that is like that's them, able to care, that's able to love, that's able to be compassionate and lustful and all be able to be sad and all that shit. Like you're going to look at that and be like, man, that's a whole other world out there.
Like, what is that?
Yeah. And how much you're missing out on. You're going to.
But again, it brings me like, what do these guys feel like? These blonde elf looking things. They felt warm. It felt like a family member. It felt like light. They're obviously not bad.
That's what
you don't feel that. You feel like, I felt like you said, welcome home. Like, oh, you're my family. I just forgot about you for stupid earth lifetimes. I don't know how many. Like, I don't know how. You know,
got any inclination or any feeling as to why they had so much interest in the earth and humans?
So from what it felt or, you know, what it seemed like was that they didn't want, and I don't know, I mean, we all can look up the different races, right? I think they were Pleiadian, if you want to be honest, but they felt a duty, like humanity isn't being left alone to choose their path. They're being guided to a dark path, and that's not what it was supposed to be. They obviously just couldn't show up and just change everything. You know, there was like a law, maybe a rule or something, but they couldn't just like, boo, hey, stop doing that. Like, do this. Like, I don't think they could do that.
At the end of the day, that would be them enforcing their will upon us.
Yeah. Well, so it felt like we can't just like go there and do it or go there and tell you guys like, hey, or tell humans like, hey, blah, blah. It felt like whatever rules in place for that, the dark ones were following the rule, but they were skirting around the edges. You know what I mean? Like influencing. Yeah. So they decided, well, we can influence too. Well, how can we influence? We have to incarnate on as humans, and you have to live an actual human life and, you know, be a thought provoker, be a free thinker, be a rebel, be whatever, you know, like that process of that. And I mean, obviously it must have taken thousands of millennia or more, like, you know, like that's not a quick thing, right? It's like, you know, it's going to take time. You got to live a whole life, you know, like, so that it felt like that was the way to continue the free will that is paramount, that apparently to Earth, I think, but allow another way, something like that. That's how it felt. And it was a long mission, I guess. It took a long time.
There's almost solace in feeling like if there are factions out there manipulating humanity, which I mean, that's not that far-fetched.
Apparently there are.
Yeah. That there are ones that are trying to not necessarily manipulate us, but push away the ones that are. You know what I mean?
I think it was like, hey, you guys are being shoved into the dark and you weren't supposed to, that wasn't what this was supposed to be. So we're going to free you and let you do what you're supposed to do. And I think, you know, in my greatest dream wish would be there is a whole galactic group that are like, what's up? You know, welcome us in type shit. You know, it sounds like crazy, but like, is it? I don't know. Like, I mean, not really. We've written stories. Star Trek is literally that. So like, is it really that crazy? Not really. Not really. It sounds crazy, you know, living on Earth, but like, okay, what if there is?
Yeah.
It only sounds crazy on Earth because we all live divided.
Yeah. We're all like hate each other. Meanwhile, it's like,
that's And if you think about it, like everything you were just saying about them, like as a whole welcoming you back as a family, that could be here on this planet. It's just,
it probably is.
It is one of them things that culturally would have to slowly evolve over time. Like we need to be being taught more about family and respecting the rest of your community and helping people and so on and so forth. But we've been nudged into the direction of only care for thyself, forget everybody else. And it's sad to see, you know, it really is. It's terrible. We shouldn't.
Well, division, shouldn't be right? That way. All we've seen in the past 4 or 5 years is division. You think different than me, you're wrong, you're an enemy. No, it's okay to think different. It's always been okay to think different. Like you said earlier, it feels like it before 2020 didn't exist, but before 2020, people could think differently.
Yeah.
You just said, oh, I don't really agree with you, but we're still boys, or we're still married, or we're still this.
Yeah.
Now it's like, you're an enemy. I'm going to kill you. You're dead to me because you think different. That's not how this was ever.
Right.
You know?
No.
But that's the division. That's what better way to keep us from uniting than, you know, dividing us every little way you can.
Yeah. And that's been apparent for a long time.
Still
people fall to it. I mean,
I think they fall to it because of emotions, because they're like, what? Yeah. Like you said, I don't want to be wrong. I can't be wrong. Newsflash. Yes, you can. Newsflash. Everyone has been wrong. Newsflash. Yeah. Grow from it. Then you're a fool if you don't. But if you grow from it, and you go, okay, well, I didn't know this information, or, oh, wow, it was all propaganda. Oh, no. Because propaganda exists. It's a real thing. It's not like it's fake. You know, cults exist. They're a real thing. We've all seen the documentaries. So, you know, like there's a lot of things that people need to like just reevaluate, just sit and just really think about it. But go. Bills. You got to pay your bills. You know, no one has a second to just chill for a minute, right? And be like, okay, am I happy or what? You know, evaluate, you know. But I think we're on the path of that, man. It feels like, just to me anyway.
I hope so.
It seems to be a little bit more like, you know, you can't live on the verge of World War III. Like, it's not good.
No.
Like, you can't focus. You can't build a life if you're like, well, the nuke's going to drop. You know, like, I mean, dude, I live in like the biggest naval base ever, or like area. Like, this is going to get hit where I live if we end up in the Nuclear War. So, like, you know, I don't think about that crap. That's ridiculous. I don't think the aliens would let it, though. I think they should come to nuke.
I keep going back to, like, disclosure and shit. It makes you wonder the narrative they're going to try to spin since essentially their hands being forced. It makes you wonder if they're going to use this disclosure as like some sort of like bring the world together. You know, now we have a common enemy, yada, yada, yada. If that's the card they're going to play.
So here's the thing, right? And I think you're right in that they're being forced to disclose. The only thing I think you may not be right on is I don't think they have a choice of how they do it. As far as like trying to be like, oh, they're the enemy. I don't think they're going to be able to do it like that, because I think whatever these things are, they're not going to let them just try to like control the game like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're bad. We're not. We all got to unite. One world government. We'll fight them off. I don't think they'll be able to do it. I think it's like a very like, hey, you better start disclosure process, ramp it up towards the end of the year. And we're going to start showing up. We're going to show up so much that people can't like deny it anymore. I mean, at an airport in the middle of the day, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Like crazy. Literally the middle of the day. It was like 12 o'clock. Like it looked clear as anything, you know, that kind of stuff. So I wonder if that stuff is going to just ramp up and then it's all going to culminate in like some kind of like announcement.
Yeah. Then the wild thing about that is like nobody outside of the circles are talking about it. You know, like it's not a, like
you just essentially the airport.
Yeah. The airport. Like, and like the over DC and shit, you know, like that stuff should be plastered everywhere. But instead, like you'll just find it in your little like paranormal TikTok circles and your little,
yeah, in Twitter or whatever. Yeah. You just see it pop up. Well, I think, I mean, you saw the thing, right? They have 4K images and videos, apparently the government does, and they're just holding on. I think that stuff is going to be the next wave of things is leaks.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's still a vested interest in keeping it out of the news.
True. But is the news really the news? It's watching the news.
No, you're right. But like right now, unfortunately, that's how we clarify a lot of things is by these mainstream forces right now.
Which we really
should. Yes. Yeah. I agree. I absolutely agree. But at the end of the day, no matter what anybody wants to argue, alternative media sources like ourselves, or even Tony, Sam Tripoli, those guys, they still don't compare to it being on the front page of every news article out there. Like they're still like, you know, because we only have an extended reach, which I feel like those get purposely put dampers on.
Oh yeah.
And at the end of the day, they're still trying to control the narrative the best they can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they don't want to lose power.
It could be the old guard, still a few people rolling around in there.
I'm sure.
You know, still trying to, but I think whatever that date is, if it's, I don't know why I keep thinking next year, but even if it's not, whatever that date is, I do not think it's decades from now. I think it's at most five years. I don't even know if it's that much. And I think what we'll see is more ramp up of different topics being sent out there. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, they always say like, oh, humanity's not ready. Like, first of all, don't tell me what we're ready for. Okay. I'm ready for anything. Second off, really, what could it really be that would be so traumatic and bad that it would blow everything up? Like, okay, you're a soul vessel. Okay, so are you going to take my soul? Like, what are you saying? Like, what do you mean?
Well,
what are you trying to say? Oh, we put you there. There's no God. Well, clearly there's something, because we all got an energy force, because when you die, the light's out of your eyes. So what is that light? Like, we've all seen a dead body. You know, you go to a funeral, it looks like a puppet. It doesn't look like a person.
Looks like a vessel.
It looks like it just looks like an empty vessel. So whatever that is, like, stop. What is it? We need to know. Humanity has to know to move forward. I mean, you can't control it much longer. People want to know.
I think it's just the controlling of a narrative, man, because I think if you kind of ponder on it, if it gets fully laid out in front of us, like from A to B, A to Z.
Yeah, the whole thing.
We know everything. I think the scariest thing about that is for all of us to collectively come to the same conclusion without mama government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause then now we're all on a, cause not to compare. And this is meant to be a good statement. Look what happened to most of humanity after 9/11.
Yeah.
A lot of people started putting their differences aside real fast.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, Hey,
I remember that.
If this all got laid out in front of us, whether it's a common enemy or a common truth, where we all collectively are like, hey, what they've been telling us we should be doing, we definitely shouldn't be doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And so collectively, I think we would all change our mind and be like, no. We're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And then their world, their power, because you guys have all seen it. Everybody's seen it. The people in charge want to be in charge.
Absolutely.
And they'll do anything to keep it. They'll do anything.
They've been doing anything to keep it.
They have been doing anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think the game quote of whatever this is got shuffled somewhere. Something happened. And yep. I think there's new rules at play. And we don't know the rules. I don't even know if the ones that you're talking about know the rules either. I think they're like, oh, shit, something's
probably
different.
Not.
There's something going on. And it's great because, you know, we're supposed to be free. But what gave me, you talk about solace was, this life is the last life. So either we're going to live, you know, they're going to discover how to live to 500 years old or it's not that much longer this life. We're almost 40 already. I mean, you know, okay, damn, maybe 40, 50, 60. Yeah. I mean, you know, how far am I going to live unless they cure aging? They cure aging. I don't know. Maybe I'll live for 500, but maybe. You know, I don't know, but they're saying this life. So at least on Earth, for me,
I feel like I can see how at the end of it, the weight is off your shoulders. I mean, because you know, this is it. This is you're moving on.
Well, I just, you know, I want humanity to thrive, man. Like we haven't been able to. We're not allowed. It's like you're not allowed. I mean, you know, you work your guys' ass off all the time.
I think you nailed it on the head. We're not allowed.
We're not allowed to thrive because you guys work, just the rat race, the wheel, right? Yeah, if it hits, no, you're not allowed to thrive. You guys would do this.
That's a great statement.
You guys would do this all day, every day, if you could make a living.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You would love it. You'd make good money. You'd be at peace.
We talk about it all the time. We talk about the plan. All the time.
That's what it is. But here's the thing. You're not allowed to thrive. Now, some people break out of the box and are able to do it. But we don't know what that means. Were they allowed to? Was there, you know, something told to them? Like, hey, we'll let you do this, but you got to do that. I don't know. I mean, that's apparently how it works at the Diddy parties. So, you know, something's going on, man. I don't know. But, like, you know, there's rules. And I think that's the problem, is that the rules were made so you could not thrive to do what you really wanted to do. You had to settle to do what you had to do. And when you do what you have to do and you don't like it or love it, you slowly die inside. You know, you're doing what you got to do, but you're like, I fucking hate this.
Yep.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Which then, to be fair, to kind of circle back into everything, when you're of that mindset of exactly what you just described, when are we the most influential? Or influenced, I should say.
Yeah, you're compliant.
Is when we are broke inside.
Yep.
That's when we're the most, we're the easiest to manipulate is when we're broken. When
you're strong, 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you're strong, because that's what me and my wife talked about this the other day. And I was like, do you realize how important it is for you and me to be good? And she, you know, we started talking. I was like, listen, when you and me are good, I'm unbeatable. Nobody can beat me.
Yeah, nothing.
I will take hit on the chin over and over and over and over if you and me are good. If you and me are bad, I am broken inside and it is not hard to run me over. But if you and me are good, I'm unstoppable.
Yeah.
I am unstoppable. Wild. And it's weird. It's just really weird that you describe all that.
It's because think of it, right? You work all day, you come home and you're like dad and husband time and all this stuff. Great. And then, like, I got to turn my brain off just to try to, like, cool down before I go to bed. You put on some show. Like, you're not you're not, that's not thriving. That's just like existing, you know? And yeah, you thrive. Well, you thrive when it's like your family and stuff. Yes. But like you're still spending how many hours working?
Yep.
And then you see your money not go as far. It's like, I'm working, but I how am I still behind? Like this year I've made more money than I've ever made in my life and I'm struggling still.
Same.
Somebody explain this to me. I've made more money than I've ever made in my life and I'm somehow making it, but very barely. So how is that a thing?
It's, they just keep like making the your quality of life cost more.
Yeah.
Which because what does that do, right? It keeps you on the wheel. On the I gotta get more. I gotta get more. And then by the time you get more, oh well, more's not enough.
Yep.
So
that's why I quit. I quit working overtime. I won't do it. It's not worth it.
It's not
never,
worth it.
It's never worth it. When you actually do the math, it's not worth it.
No. And so I'm someone, you know, from my past life one, I'm only going to work the full-time hours that are required. I will not do overtime.
That's where I'm at.
I don't believe in it. I don't want to do it. The money's not worth losing time for my wife, my kids, and even my hobbies, my writing. I want to write. I can't write if my battery's on 1%. Yep. I can't create.
And I will attest to that. Like for you guys, you creative types that like to write or draw or whatever, man, like there's 100% difference between being in the zone and not being in the zone.
Yeah.
It is a night and day difference.
Yeah. I won't want to, like, I don't want to sit down and do it, where if I'm energized and rested, let's go.
Yep.
And you know, my job's a mental job. I do sell insurance. So it's talking and, you know, it's not physically laborish, but you're mental, like, you know, you're selling and you're talking and stuff. And it is eventually will be able to probably set me up where I won't have to like work as hard, which is fine. I can do that. But it's like one of those things where it's just like, okay, how do we like not lose everything to working? Like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that. I want to be successful. I want to have the financial stability. But I can't just do 60 hours a week just because, like, that's what it, quote, takes. It shouldn't take that. If that's what it takes, then something's broken here. Something's wrong.
Oh, yeah. I feel that
in my soul.
Like, I either need to change job. Like, I need to do something different because it can't be that 60 hours is normal to make it. Like, that's not true. It's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not true. I don't believe that. So, no, I think – I'm hoping the money's going to start going a lot further. Things are going to get cheaper. It's going to go a lot farther. You know,
fingers crossed.
And it won't feel that pressure anymore. You know, because, yeah, I'll handle it. We're men, right? We're supposed to do that. I got it. I can do it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We got it. But also, like, doesn't mean it's easy. It's not easy.
That's what I always tell my wife, you know, when it comes to those important things, I always just, we'll figure it out. Is what it was, you know, whatever.
Now it always works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, which just gives me peace. But also, like, I don't want to be wondering either. Like, yesterday, my washer stopped working. And I was like, oh, God, right during Christmas. Are you kidding me? I had 5 loads to do, the kids' laundry. And I'm like, I'll deal with it tomorrow. And then today it worked. I'm like, okay. Thank God. I don't have to waste $500 on the washer, you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of going through the same thing with a water heater. My water heater's like,
It's fine. Like,
just come on. Hang on a little bit more. Hang on a little bit longer. Yeah,
like, we got this. Just,
yeah.
I did have one more question about the future past regression. And you might not even have the answer to this but it just kind of stood out in my mind. Like, what do you think the white marble Greek connection is with the door? Do you think that's just personal to you, or do you think it's personal to the whatever race of these entities were?
Yeah, actually. So the temple thing was the same stone type. It looked like that.
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. But it made me think even more. It just screamed Greek Roman to me. But when I went through and I saw the temple, and that temple looks like one of those temples too, in a way, besides the portal in the middle. But like the pillar, like I had pillars, like all these pillars and a dome, like it looked like that. So it actually connected a little bit more. I was like, oh, is this like, were they here before? Or
that's kind of what I was thinking. Like,
maybe was an architect one of the people who came and they were getting those ideas from their home planet. I don't know. Or maybe they came. I don't really know.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like maybe they instilled some of that knowledge into people from the past.
Well, I mean, if you're one of them that came back here and you built that, when you're going to architect a temple, there's going to be an idea of what it looks like. Maybe they're remembering the soul's memory from that. Yeah. And they're like, I'm going to build that. Yeah. I think it was something like that, which is really a cool concept. I mean, I like that a lot.
Oh yeah.
And then the question, does that count as manipulation for humans?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the other part, because if you're an alien soul in a human body now, are you human or are you an alien? Alien? I don't know. Are you human, I guess?
These are the questions. You're in a human body. This is why people
I feel like the entire thing is wishy-washy. Like even the concept of it's very complicated and it depends on how you look at it. But the influence from light and dark is still influence. Still a form of manipulation. Absolutely. So it just kind of depends on, and then you know that the dark will pretend to be light and manipulate from that. And so there's this, it's an ever evolving web of,
we're just on the day, the chessboard. Yeah,
you still have to focus on your mission and your true belief.
This is why, to me, discernment and intuition are so freaking important, because when I was younger, I didn't really, I mean, I had some intuition, but I didn't really think about it like that. Now I like really listen to it and I don't question it anymore. And if I meet someone that gives me a bad vibe, I don't need proof, whatever. Okay. I just won't be around you. Like, and it always ends up being right. There's always something going on and you find out later. Like, I always find out, oh, that guy did something or, you know, whatever. 2 years later, I'm like, oh, good thing I didn't, you know, wasn't hanging out with him. But like that kind of stuff, like, I think that's where that comes in. And that, I think that's your soul telling you, like, hey, you know, listen, you know, we all had those senses as hunters, I'm sure, back in the day, right? Yep. Out there in the woods and you're fighting for survival, that extra sense and the predator staring at you, that's real. Like, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it intuition, you can call it sixth sense, you can call it hyper awareness, whatever you want to say, but we all still have it. And I think the closer that you get to that again, as far as spiritually awakening, I think that little light that just, it hits more, it seems to come out more. Like, I don't even question it anymore. I just like, okay, whatever. If I get a weird feeling, or, man, there'd be people, I've like met them and felt like I saw something, like something they did. And I'm just like, okay, you know, bad, never good stuff. It's always bad stuff. It's never good stuff. It's always like, you know, beats his wife or something, or his kid or something like that. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to talk to them again. I just stay away.
Yep.
You know, that's more from the first time I did the past life stuff. It seemed to really get strong. And now I don't even question it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, with these, are they good? Are they bad? Okay. They felt warm. I know that when I almost got abducted, that was fear, terrifying. That was not warm. That was scary. That was like, we're doing this against your will. You know, that's what that felt like. That's not good.
No.
That's not good. I'm sorry. If you're going to take people against their will that they didn't ask to be taken and delete their memory of it, I don't give it. That's wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's wrong.
That's,
it's not okay.
That's why I stand 10 toes down on it. I don't care.
Yeah, what if you're like, hey, come get me, I want to see your ship, and something happens to you, well, you asked for it, so it's your fault at that point. Yeah. But if it's something like you're driving your car and you're missing time, which apparently is a big thing on TikTok right now. I don't know if you've seen that. It's blowing up. There's all these people talking about missing time. I'm like, I comment every video. I'm like, you may want to do a memory regression because something just happened to you.
Dude, that's why I stand 10 toes down on them being manipulated. I don't care what the fuck they look like. Light, love, no, it's, woman in white, Jesus himself. No, if you're doing take that, me against my will, you can get it.
Yeah, because you and you know, there's people who talk about this, but, well, you had a soul contract to get abducted. Cool. I didn't say that, though. Like, I didn't say that. I don't want that. So you're not going to do it to me. Yeah. And if they do it to you anyway, mine specifically, so if you're not bad, how come when I prayed for Michael, the archangel, and Jesus and envisioned them in my room, all of a sudden you ran off? Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'm praying for literal archangels in armor with freaking fire swords because I was so scared that you were going to do something to me that happened, you know, from X-Files probably or Fire in the Sky when I was a kid or whatever. Yeah. But like, you stopped. Why did you stop? So you're not stronger than whatever that belief system is, right? Because then it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is exactly. really, so, you know, that kind of stuff to me, it's, you know, duality, right? Good, bad, light, dark, whatever. But I prayed and it stopped. So what do you want me to tell you? Like, I don't know what to say. Like, you obviously were doing something bad. And you turned tail and ran. And that's the idea that started me with, like, are some of these aliens actually, like, demonic entities? Fallen angels? Are they the same thing? I mean, I don't know. Like, and that's the part, like, being a human's annoying. Because, like, we should know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like we deserve
we're 2024. We should know by now. And we don't know because it was hidden or controlled. But I think we would know.
Yeah, I feel like we deserve
You know what I mean? And again, like, is it another planet they're from? Is it another dimension? Is it Earth? You know, the ocean? Like, what is going on here, man? Like, we have to know. Like, you can't.
It's crazy.
People are filming shit on their phones. Like, can we just stop with the pretending at this point?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you're filming and stop. Like,
UFOs landing at airports.
At an airport. Like,
how much more do you need? You know?
In broad daylight. Yeah, so are we going to, like you said, they're just pretend like that's not a thing. No, it's a thing. Like millions of people have seen this video, the picture and the video. There's a video too of it like in the air. So like, okay, can we
have the conversation now? You know, I feel like all the weird one-off shit that's happened in the last year, 2 years, like the fucking
Miami Mall.
I mean, yeah, Miami Mall, the Las Vegas alien. Like, I feel like these are power plays by the ones that are above anything going on here on Earth. It said, if you're not gonna push this conversation,
then we're gonna going do it. To.
So,
dude, the Miami out. Mall thing was insane. That was wild.
Yeah,
and it was so just like
there were so many first responders there. Like, that was, dude, the only thing comparable that I could think of was 9/11 when the first plane hit the tower.
Like, oh yeah, there was a lot. Yeah,
that's the only thing. Like, and they showed up to a mall for a fight. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, what are we doing? And then, the Vegas was in the backyard, right?
Yes.
The one in the backyard. Okay, that one. And then the whole thing with Peru. I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
They're peeling people's faces off.
Yeah.
Riding gliders? What are we talking about? Like, and they're just like, well, we're just going to just keep moving on to the next thing. It's like, okay, but like, we need to know what this is. And you're right. It's ramping. I mean, it's ramping up, so.
And the scary thing is that it is ramping up, but I feel like there's no more attention to it than there was the last crazy thing that happened.
Yeah.
The thing that's crazy is the congressional hearings, though, because that's like real, like you're putting people on record. Like, if they're lying, they can go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's forever. Serious to go through. And you're just like, you're right. It's strange because you get these like one-off events and then you have a congressional hearing and then there's like whistleblowers. And then it's like, I can't answer that. I have to be in a skiff to answer that. So obviously there's an answer that's not no, because you're talking about a private meeting. Okay. And then there's like a random event in the mall or the airport. I'm like, this is wild. Like, cause they're just out there. Like, it's actually pretty insane. If you really, because this would have never been like 10, 15 years ago.
No.
There'd be like the airport thing. And then you would never see, there'd be nothing for like ever again. It'd be like something. It could be a drone. Now they're landed in the freaking day. You got a congressional hearing on Tuesday. Wednesday, the Miami Mall incident happens. Thursday, it's the Vegas thing. Friday, it's like, okay. So either Earth's like dimension is slamming into the next. Something's happening here, guys. Like, what's going on? Where's the Bigfoots? Because if we're going to that dimension, I guess.
Oh, yeah. 10-year-old Steve is like losing his mind right now. He's like, what is happening?
I'm like, I don't know. Cryptids are probably real. All of them. I don't know. Bigfoot's probably the original human that was here that they pushed away and put humans. They're probably from Mars.
You can't even question it now. Like, they're having congressional hearings about aliens.
That have killed people because they said
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't even like, they're redefining the term alien at this point. You're like, what even is happening? You know?
Well, actually, we think they're from the ocean. Huh?
Yeah.
Like what? In the ocean? Hollow Earth where King Kong is? What are we talking about, guys? Like, what are we doing?
I don't think the gravity of that statement has really sank into my brain yet. Like, I talk about it and stuff.
The ocean thing? Yeah.
Like, that they've been here all along. Which, I mean, you hear rumblings of that in our niches and stuff. But the fact that that was brought before Congress,
they said,
has not drilled into my head. Like, holy shit.
Well, because that kicks the door open to the whole either inner Earth or the Admiral Byrd, you know, that whole thing. Like, that kicks the door open to all of that stuff. So I don't even, I mean, that would be like the coolest damn thing ever if that was real. Like, well, they're not really from planets, they're from outside the ice wall, huh?
Yeah. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, it's been a rough go over here lately. But at the same time,
interesting.
Also, pretty interesting time to be alive.
Yeah,
bro, season 2024 of Earth is like fire TV, man. Like right. This shit is wild. You get people getting almost shot. President candidates getting shot. You got aliens showing up. You got like what is going on, man? This is crazy. It's like who's writing this show? Who's writing the simulation, man?
think about okay. So it's we're crazy. Going in 2-year increments. Think about the next time you come on the show. How different the world may be.
Bro, at that point. You know what I want? Here's what I want. I want the whole free energy device thing that have come out that they probably have. Oh, that's the one that I want. I want the zero point energy thing. I want the secret space fleet that's out there apparently protected. I want Solar Warden. Get him going. Let's do this, man. Let's go, dude. We're like, so guys, everything we've talked about in the last 5 years has been accurate and true. And we were right.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Fun times for sure. But yeah, so I feel like give you guys that peace. Like, everything's cool, guys. Don't worry.
Good.
That's good to know. I'm here for it. Here for it. We're holding on.
He's like, please get me off the rat wheel.
Yeah. I didn't ask to be a human. Where was I in this meeting when everybody raised their hand? You know,
like, you were there, bro. I saw you guys. You're like me. We're gonna go to
this next time. Next time this happens, talk me out of it.
You're like, this plan is too easy. I want a hard land.
Yeah. Send me back to Grief Town. You know,
get me out of here, man. The heck. Yeah. No, I thought you guys would enjoy it. It was really powerful, but it did take me a minute to really, like, you know, and I tell my wife, you know, I tell her everything. So I'm like, hey, so I gotta talk to you about this, you know. She's like, okay, you know, she believes me and everything, but yeah, it's a weird kind of conversation with your wife to have that, like, you know what I mean, like, oh
yeah. God,
yeah,
be from right. here, you know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Congratulations, you won the intergalactic lottery, dear.
No, she it's funny, she would always tell me, even like before all this stuff, she would be like, we talk about aliens. She's like, I'm probably from another planet. I'm probably an alien princess. I'm leaving this. She would always say it as a joke. It was always funny. And then after this, I was like, maybe you were. Hey, you never know. Came to Earth. I don't know why. Bad move.
What is even going to happen in 2 years? I don't know. It's fucking wild. But we appreciate you taking the time to kick it with us today.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There won't be another past life one though. I'm good. I don't need to do that anymore.
You know, how do you top that?
How do you top that one? You know, I mean, like personally, I feel like I was a Viking once because I love Viking stuff. Like I love all that. But you know, maybe not, maybe so. But I feel like this third one was like it. Like I'm like, okay. I mean, I got what I wanted.
Yeah, you got your solace.
What else is there? But yeah, if you guys are thinking about doing it, the lady does it. I can connect you to who it is. It's all on Zoom.
That'd be dope.
They tape it. Yeah, she tapes it so you can rewatch it. And I rewatched mine because I was like, is she planning thoughts? Because that was my big fear about doing that.
Yeah.
Was like, is she going to lead me in some way to like, don't you like Japan? You know, like something like that. You know, like, but you watch it. It's not, you know, it's in however long an hour it was. And there was no lead. It was me, you know, leading and talking. So I can't even say that it was implanted thoughts, you know, at all in any way, shape or form, other than I mean, I'm a writer, so I guess I could have made the whole thing up, right? I mean, I could have. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not famous from it, so I guess it didn't work. I don't know.
It was, yeah. Because we do so much stuff. I had forgotten about the first two until you started talking about them. Then you could like probably see it in my head. I'm like, oh shit, yeah.
I remember that. No, they were. If you guys are looking at it for sure, it's it gives you very weird, nod your head to your current life in weird ways, like certain perspectives that you probably have and thoughts you have that you've just always had, but you never really thought like where did that actually come from? Because you know it's just part of who you are. And you're like, oh, well, if that's where that came from, okay, that makes sense. Oh, I do love this culture, you know, whatever, you know. And then you're like, okay. And then you have the life and you're like, wow, this is pretty relevant. Like it's weirdly relevant to your modern day. I mean, which makes no sense because if it's like ancient Egypt or something, I mean, how is that relevant to now? Then it ends up being relevant in a really weird way. Yeah. I would recommend it if it's something that you've been like, you know, in your brain. Tossing about like maybe I want to do that and see it's not like, you know, and I was not always gonna be the hero of the story, so it may not be a good one, but it'll be relevant at least. And you don't feel the thing is the best part is you don't feel the emotions. In my first two I didn't feel the emotions at all, but in this one I did feel the emotion of, which is interesting, the home emotion. I felt that when he hugged me. But the other two, I didn't feel the emotions, like the death or the, you know, not, I didn't feel any of that. It was just like explaining it. But this one, I felt it, which was kind of interesting.
That makes it a lot more intense.
Yeah. I felt like that sigh. Okay. It's good. Like you know, everything's going to be okay. That's kind of sigh. Like relief. Like, okay, we're good. We're all good. We made it, you know. Mission success. Humanity doesn't go into the... And then, you know, what haunts me, quote, on that one, was what were those roaring monster noises?
Oh yeah, when you started talking about
like,
that,
I'm like, oh, I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, are they what? It just sounded like this, you know, the Appalachian shit, like rah, in the woods, like crazy noises like that, you know, roaring. And the lady was just so scared, man. She was just like, just worst life ever.
That's terrifying.
You know, like
hey, no let's food. Not go there.
Yeah. So, well, I guess we're good. It didn't happen, but I guess we were close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too close,
but I guess we got turned left the last minute and got off that train.
I'm glad.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, I don't want that.
That's wild. You really got me. Yeah, you got my wheels turning about maybe looking into it a little bit.
I think it'd be cool.
Curious now. Yeah. Let me know. Hearing your experiences and then like seeing firsthand Kyle's experience at the paranormal convention with the tarot read and stuff, and how affected you both were from it, kind of resonates within me a little bit. So maybe that's in my future. But definitely appreciate you hanging out. And absolutely. Yeah, hopefully we get to talk again. In a couple of years,
after my book,
chaos. I thought my screen freezed up there for a second.
Sorry. No, it'll be. So I'm really gonna push hard on that book, the one I was telling you.
It'd be awesome.
Definitely hit us up with that.
Yeah, the ancestry one with the different. It's like I'm like full spirit ahead on that. So I'm gonna shoot to finish it like by summer, like 6 months or something.
Oh yeah, hit us up whenever you get it together.
And, yeah.
I'd love to read it, and then I'd love if you get to a point to where you want to put it out, we'll definitely send it out to the Holocult, because I think
it's going on Amazon. Absolutely. Yeah. I already got a cover. I've been messing with the cover. It's already like, yeah, I'm messing with that. So I'm going to have that done, but it's that one. It came from y'all. I mean, I'm not even joking on that. It was from one of your episodes. I'll try to remember what episode it was, but it was something with family lineages and stuff. And I was like, well, my family's got a lot of stuff. I wonder, like, maybe I should write about it. You know, it's like one of those things. I don't know what episode it was. I'll try to think about it. But you guys are the ones. It came from y'all. It was weird. It hit me. I was driving to work at like 7:45 in the morning. I was like, it was like all that noise. It was like, write a book about your family. True story interviews about paranormal. I'm like, and paranormal ancestry just hit my head. I was like, okay, I got to make the book.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love that we can inspire a little bit of creativity and the will and the want to document weird stuff, because that's, like I said, that's
what you guys do.
Gets lost, you know, that gets lost a lot. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Again, excellent conversation. The conversation before the show was great. It's always good to catch up.
Yeah.
And
absolutely, guys.
Until next time, Holocle. Hopefully the next time we talk, there'll be some good reading material coming out as well. But thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday. It's been a good time. Hope everybody has a safe week. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and maybe it's a cool thing to look into them past life, future life regressions. Maybe you'll get some answers you've been looking for.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. That way, you have more energy for harder things, like the laundry. Why is it so difficult to fold clothes? They just end up wrinkly anyway, or on the floor in a pile that just sits there, taunting you. But with renter's insurance through GEICO, at least you know that those clothes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a 3-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.